And if Monica's story got you interested in, say, visiting Truth or Consequences, or quite frankly, traveling to any American city for that matter, the miles you fly to get there might not add up to as many frequent flyer points as they used to if you fly Delta. The airline just announced that it's revamping its Sky Miles program so that you gain award points not based on how many miles you travel, but on how much money you spend. It's part of an industry-wide trend that's rewarding business and first-class travelers. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, joins us. Welcome back, Derek.
Good to be here.
So first of all, explain to us, you know, how does Delta's big change to its frequent flyer system work?
I'm going to get to the how, but first, the why. You might have heard of Garrison Keillor's imaginary town, Lake Wobegon,
where
it is famously said every child is above average. Well, in the real world, if everybody's above average, then nobody is above average. And that's actually precisely the problem with too many frequent flyer programs today. They're not elite anymore. And Delta feels like it's giving too many goodies to people who aren't actually spending the most money, and they're not preserving their best rewards for their highest paying, most lucrative customers. So the new deal is this. It's not about the miles. It's all about the dollars. Frequent flyer miles will be rewarded by dollars spent, not by miles flown. The change starts on January 1st, 2015. So get in your cheap flights today. A quick example. Let's say you buy a $400 round-trip ticket from San Francisco to New York, $400 round-trip across the country. Today, that would get you about 5,000 miles, as frequent flyer aficionados probably know. But according to the new system, that same flight would earn 2,000 miles starting next year.
Right. So, Derek, it feels like the end of an era, even though there have been major changes in frequent flyer programs before. But we have to say, this reminds us of the 2009 film Up in the Air. There's a scene where George Clooney's character is doing whatever he can to rack up 10 million frequent flyer miles. So we've got this clip. Here's Clooney with co-star Anna Kendrick.
Okay. You got to fill me in on the miles thing. What is that about? Are you talking about, like, frequent flyer miles?
You really want to know?
I'm dying to know.
I don't spend a nickel if I can help it, unless it somehow profits my mileage account.
So what are you saving up for? Hawaii? South of France?
It's not like that. The miles are the goal.
Sadly, the miles are no longer the goal. Derek, are we going to see this trend sort of grow from Delta to other airlines?
This is really interesting. I think it's important to realize that the George Clooneys of the world, who are the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of frequent flyers, I mean, these guys are rare, they still are Delta's best customers, and they deserve to be rewarded in some way if they're spending the most money. Right now, the top 4% of Delta customers, Delta paying customers, they account for 25% of the airline's revenue, according to the Wall Street Journal. So this is a top-heavy business. And so they want to reward these kind of flyers. And with any sort of system like this, they're winners and losers. The winners are Delta's frequent business travelers who spend more for tickets, often because they can write it off. The losers, though, will be probably most of the people listening to the show right now. The leisure travelers who book their tickets way in advance to save money. These people will see that they're going to get less, fewer frequent flyer points than they used to, and they're probably not going to be too happy about it. But I do expect other airlines to follow suit if we see a lack of belly grumbling about this.
I think there will be some grumbling, but we'll see just how much. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.